Be on the lookout for the sugarcane beetle. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. There might be a pest in your corn crop that you don't know about.
The sugarcane beetle, it's really related to the June bugs, except this critter is black, and the adults burrow underground at the base of corn plants, and they feed on the stem, and they feed on the roots. When they do this, they're usually doing it on small corn anywhere from 3 inches tall to knee high. And of course, if they do enough damage, they'll actually kill the plant. We've had it show up serious infestations in Weakley County in the Martin area, over south of Knoxville in Loudoun County, and I've had reports from Coffee County.
Scott Stewart is an integrated pest management specialist with the University of Tennessee, and he says this sugarcane beetle only makes an appearance every 5 to 7 years, but this year looks to be the year where farmers need to be on the lookout, especially with the recent flooding.
A lot of the damaging, when it's just a minorly damaged plant, what you'll see is some white streaking along the edge of the veins, maybe some purpling, kind of resembles flood damage or maybe nutrient deficiency, which can be a result of the flooding. And then again, the plants just kind of wither, and they don't die, but they don't ever grow right. And, you know, people just don't think insects.
And while the main areas of infestation right now are in Weakley, Loudoun, and Coffee counties, Stewart says everyone should be vigilant of this pesky beetle.
The real key is to catch them early. They're difficult to kill. They do their damage pretty quickly, so that's why you really need to walk these fields pretty thoroughly, you know, at least once a week to check for damage. If I was near Martin area, Weakley area, if I was near that in that Loudoun County area, I'd definitely be on the lookout. I'd be on the lookout everywhere. I don't think people need to panic and rush out and spray every acre. I just think they need to be a little bit more aware this year than usual and walk the fields closely.
And if you think you have a sugarcane beetle infestation, contact your local extension office. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.